Hello, you're listening to the Anfield Wrap, and this is Three Strikes. And I tell you what, it has been a hot minute. Do people still say hot minute, Josh?
Yeah, I think it's there.
Does that age me quite considerably?
Possibly, but I think you're fine. Things come back around, don't they?
Things come in cycles. Yeah. I just like to stay on top of the cultural zeitgeist. Well, guiding me on that is Josh Sexton. I've got Phil Blundell and I've got Dan Austin. And we're going to get stuck into three meaty topics, some of which will make us feel better about ourselves, I imagine, after yesterday. Three members of this room were there yesterday. I was watching it at home with a tiny baby. So to try and, I suppose, take our minds off it slightly or contextualise it, put it into perspective. We're going to talk about the wider season, Dan. And I'd like to touch a bit on what Virgil said post-match about the timing of this and ask you how it makes you feel, the timing of back-to-back Champions League and Carabao Cup defeats straight into an international break and then coming out the other side into Everton at home on April 2nd. Virgil said, we have to turn this around. It's how football works. In 5 days, you lose twice and the world is sinking. Sort of, how can you say it? And 2 weeks before, everything was, you know, sunshine and rainbows everywhere. Is that how you feel? Do you feel like life was sunshine and rainbows everywhere and now everything is sort of sinking, or have you got it in perspective?
Not as extreme as that, but that's what I think fans of pretty much everyone tend to do. See, throughout the course of the season, like, there are individual Liverpool players who've been like lambasted by the support. I remember Szoboszlai at the beginning of the season was not good enough and didn't do anything and was like a waste of a shirt compared, according to a lot of people. And then by what, January, he was the best player in the team and, you know, future captain, and look at all these things that he offers and stuff like that. And people just kind of veer from loads of this need changing and everything's, you know, really bad and not that sustainable to, you know, wonderful and how perfect it is. And obviously it's always somewhere in between those things. And I would say it's still more towards the top end of that scale, given the fact that the manager has been here for 9 months playing competitive games or something like that, even a little bit less, I think, isn't it? Maybe 7 or 8. And I mean, they were well set up. The previous leadership did a really good job of making sure that Liverpool were in a better position than what Dortmund were, for example, when they left there. And the level that they've reached, and the fact that they're 12 points clear with 9 matches to go, nobody would have anticipated. So I think it's a shame that the sort of the thrill is kind of gone a little bit. Like, there's obviously, it's 98% likely that Liverpool are going to win the title or something like that, according to the data. And therefore, there's going to be a really big party. But you're just sort of waiting for the party now. There's no like, oh, and there's just also this thing on the side that I really enjoy and that is perilous because it's a knockout competition or whatever. So I think it's certainly not bad in any way. It's just a strange dynamic to be kind of looking forward to going the games and everything. But it doesn't feel like you're sweating on what happens.